The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome to the program. My name is Eric Metaxas. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. As you know, if you've listened to me over the years or read my books, there's certain things that stagger my imagination. Hard for me to believe. One of those things is the satanic, atheistic worldview of the Chinese government. They not only don't believe in God, but they are very hostile to anyone who does. And their worldview is consistent. They don't believe that we're made in the image of God, that our lives are sacred. They believe that they have the power to force people to think and behave in certain ways. And maybe the most grotesque example of that worldview is something called forced organ harvesting. They murder people for their valuable organs. Now, the Nazis would have loved to do this, but they didn't have the technology, but China does. So I thought it would be nice to get someone to talk about this. Nice is not the word, but appropriate. The book is Bloody Harvest, Organ Harvesting of Falun Gong Practitioners in China. And the other book is called The Slaughter, Mass Killings, Organ Harvesting, and China's Secret Solution to Its Dissident Problem. The author is Mitchell Nicholas Gerber. Mitchell, welcome to this program.
Hi, Eric. Nice to meet you. Those two books are actually colleagues of mine.
So those are books that deal with this issue.
The main investigators' books, Ethan Gutman, David Kilgore, and David Mathis.
Yes. We had Ethan on this program, if I remember, Bloody Harvest, and the other book is The Slaughter. Tell us about yourself, Mitchell. First of all, I don't think I've ever had anyone on this program who is in Vietnam as we are speaking. You are currently in Hanoi.
That's correct. Eric, 21 years of my life started on May 4th, 2001. I'm an American citizen born in America, in South Africa, when my family left Nazi Hungary and Lithuania, basically escaped with their lives and came to South Africa. I was born.
Excuse me, you're Jewish.
I am, yes.
And you're saying that your family fled the Nazis.
Yes.
In Hungary and Lithuania and ended up in South Africa. So that's how you were born in South Africa, but now you're an American citizen. I just wanted to be clear on that. So you've experienced, your family has experienced the satanic evil of a Nazi worldview, which of course we're now seeing lived out in China. What led you to spend the last 20 years of your life as an activist against this kind of thing?
My heart. You know, there's a saying, to fail to support what is good and to fail to expose what is evil, Eric, is unacceptable. And what is a man who cannot make the world a better place? When I was studying at the University of Georgia, international business, I was going places. I was in a top 10 business school. I was interning at a very high ranking investment firm. My father put a lot of money on the line, but I gave all that up after realizing what the Chinese Communist Party was doing to these innocent people. I was very intrigued with martial arts and Bruce Lee and other kind of health and wellness programs from China. And I came across this ancient spiritual movement, these five exercises and meditation called Falun Gong, as you just mentioned. And I was very intrigued. They had incredible attractive qualities of truthfulness, compassion, tolerance, universally accepted, specifically in Christianity and Judaism and Catholicism. And I was like, sure, why not? I felt very stressed out. I wanted to try. And I just was mind blown by the health that I was feeling. And I just joined the cause. And I went on my way as a crusader to expose this. And that landed me up in Vietnam 21 years later.
This, you're talking about, I mean, if you live in New York, as I did for years, there would be Falun Gong members on the streets trying to bring attention
Correct.
To these evil abuses going on in China. And so 20 years ago, 15 years ago, we would see them and none of us really knew what to make of it. What is Falun Gong? What's going on in China? We were all very naive to what is happening in communist China. But because you had been attracted to the spiritual exercises and the Falun Gong movement, that's what brought you face to face with what China does to people who do not toe the atheist line.
Absolutely. I was initially drawn to Falun Gong because of its effects. I was drinking a lot. I was very stressed out and anxiety. And the significant reason for me, obviously, that appealed to me was due to it's so simple and straightforward. And it just, it's you live your life according to truthfulness, compassion, tolerance. And Eric, the exercise is just incredible how my body felt. I was sleeping better. I was more positive. I wasn't thinking too negatively. People liked to be around me. And it's all about mindset. Yeah. And a happy mind or a good mind and a healthy mind, a healthy body. So this is what embodied Falun Gong at that particular point. I loved it. I respected it. It was very attractive. And I've started to practice. It didn't interfere with my faith, my Jewish faith. I've read the Bible. I love the Bible. I do believe in Jesus, honestly. I guess a Jews for Jesus follower. I do believe in God, and I love the fact that Falun Gong didn't come off as some kind of tyrannical terrorist cult, as the Chinese Communist Party has deemed it. Demonized.
Right. I think the point, but I just want to say, Mitchell, that you know, no matter what anybody thinks of Falun Gong, somebody could say, "I hate Falun Gong." The issue is freedom. I am not a Buddhist. I am not a Muslim. I am not an atheist. I am not many things. I'm not a Catholic. But in America and in free cultures, we say everyone has the right to believe as they like, to live exactly as they like. Yes. And in China, and we only began to hear about it through Falun Gong, but of course it affects Christians and Uyghur Muslims. The Chinese government doesn't believe in freedom, and they have done some of the most brutal things imaginable. I want to talk about the organ harvesting because most people don't know about this. We need to understand what an atheist worldview and an atheist regime is doing to human beings while we have this conversation. So Mitchell, tell us if you would, if somebody knows nothing about so-called organ harvesting. We had Ethan Gutman on this program some months ago, but tell us about this.
Well, first of all, there's no limit to how far to understand what the forced organ harvesting is, Eric. There's no limit to how far the Chinese Communist Party will go to wipe out something or someone. And when the persecution of Falun Gong began, there's three reasons why the Communist Party, the CCP, which has coined a reign of terror, they've wiped out more people than two world wars combined, decimated 5,000 years of Chinese culture, and intentionally harvesting their own citizens alive while slaughtering them for their organs. So they started to persecute and demonize Falun Gong after realizing that Falun Gong became the largest spiritual movement in China. One out of every 13 Chinese national citizens were practicing by 1998. 70 to 100 million people. These were the estimates of the Chinese government. Number two, the stark contrast of ideology. You just nailed it. Atheists, an evil, brutal atheist regime that wants to destroy and control the freedoms of every other person that's independent. And that is what Falun Gong is and was, just like Christianity, Uyghur Muslims, Tibetans. They're free independent groups that just want to pray and have their own, live their own lives. But the CCP and under communism is not like that. They control you and you become a slave.
Before we go to the break, I just want to explain to clarify for my audience, I have nothing against atheists. I'm not an atheist. But what we're talking about, folks, is a theocracy of atheism. Yes. It is as brutal as when you think the most wicked things that the Christian church did to non-believers in the Middle Ages, for example. We think of the most wicked things that Muslim regimes did to Christians. That is what is happening in China. It is an atheist regime forcing their atheist worldview. We're going to be back. I'm talking to Mitchell Nicholas Gerber. This is a tough subject, but it's very important. Folks, we have a new sponsor, and I'm excited actually about this sponsor. We'll be talking about them more in the weeks ahead, but they're called Nutramedics. That's M-E-D-I-X, Nutramedics. They are a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993, and they're now available to us. I have begun to take them. Everything you take, they make. So why would you go with anybody else when Nutramedics, are you ready for this? They give more than 50% of all their profits to missions and to charities. It's unbelievable. So if you have a choice, where do I get my vitamin D? Where do I get Nutramedics.com? If you use the code Eric, I think it's Eric10, whatever it is that you buy, zinc, magnesium, all the stuff. And I'll tell you about it at another time, but Nutramedics.com, use the code Eric10, Eric10. Folks, I'm talking to Mitchell Nicholas Gerber. He's coming to us from Hanoi, Vietnam. We've never had a guest participating on the program from Hanoi. Mitchell, we're talking about China and their just unspeakably brutal regime, murdering people with whom they disagree, harvesting their organs. This is the kind of thing I want my audience to understand. This is happening in the world while we live our lives and complain about lack of parking. There are people in the world being murdered. Their organs are being sold and the money goes to the Chinese government. Let me ask you, Mitchell, why are you specifically in Hanoi right now? What do you do in Vietnam? What brings you to, you're an American citizen. What are you doing in Vietnam for this effort?
I was called to expose and do intelligence in Vietnam with a group of people who have been dedicated themselves all around Vietnam and in China to expose the Red Dragon. And unfortunately, our office got shut down. We've had secret agents after us. And so we had to go into hiding. But I remained in Vietnam because I also go on certain child trafficking raids with certain individuals that I'm not going to mention on the program. But my work is deeply involved in exposing the Red Dragon. And if I have to die to do this, I will die to do this because, like I said, what is a man who cannot make the world a better place? And I like facing the dragon straight on. I was in the States, I was in Europe, I was in here, I was in there, all over the world. But mainly, I had to put myself in the devil's den, so to speak, and expose this. And what better place than 100 miles away from the Chinese border, giving true reflection on what is going on. So I walk the walk, not only talk the talk.
It's a joy to have you on. We talk about things like this a fair amount on this program, and I've written books about some heroes, but we rarely get to talk to someone who is doing it in our time. I think I was talking to Ethan Gutman about this organ harvesting, and what he said, and this was chilling to me, was that Uyghur Muslims are specifically singled out to be murdered. Healthy young men are murdered, and their organs are sold to Saudis who do not want to pollute their bodies, quote unquote, with non-Muslim organs. So if you need a heart, if you need a lung, whatever you need, China is happy to comply. They can get $500,000 per human being that they murder. This seems like a novel. It doesn't seem like it's real, but you know that it's real.
Absolutely. We're about to go on the Steve Bannon show and a couple of other shows. We were on Chuck Woolery the other day as well on the Blunt Force Truth, I believe it was. Forgive me. But I was with Dr. Invitotti, and I would love to bring him on your show. I wish I would have shared this with him because he is the chief surgeon who bared witness and actually did a forced organ harvesting. He comes on the shows with me, and his testimony is mind-blowing. And I would love you to just share with him and ask him and just pick his brain, because he was the doctor in 1995 that is Uyghur Muslim that did a forced organ harvesting and has been going around with Ethan Gutman and the other investigators to share this story, this proof.
I guess there are many people, Gordon Chang and others, that they try to bring awareness in the world. Many people in America have been very naive. We were told in the 1990s that if we make China most favored nation, you know, give them the status most favored nation, and we trade with them, trade will magically get them to, you know, start wearing tricorn hats and singing Yankee Doodle Dandy. This didn't happen. We empowered them to do more evil. You've dedicated your life to this. For people who don't know what is at stake, you say there's a website, stoporganharvesting.org, stoporganharvesting.org. What is happening in China that we need to know about? I mean, I've given it an overview, but you know much more about this. Tell us what is going on.
Well, there's no other regime on the face of the earth, Eric, that has rounded up hundreds and thousands of its own citizens for no reason other than to make massive amounts of money off their organs, and run by the Chinese military, over 800 Chinese hospitals, turning their doctors into murderers. This is not some kind of kidney in the bathtub story, folks. This is state-sanctioned, legal, kill-to-order genocide, normalized in Chinese society, where they are taking, again, hundreds and thousands of innocent Falun Gong practitioners, Uyghur Muslims and others, to state-mandated hospitals, over 250 concentration death camps, cutting out their organs while alive, while blood is flowing, because the fresher the organs, the more higher the price value on it, and then burying the bodies to conceal the evidence and stealing these organs, just like almost like a grotesque restaurant where you're taking lobsters out of a tank and cutting out everything and then selling them for millions of dollars to make a multi-billion dollar business. And this is what the Chinese Communist Party is doing.
Well, let me ask you, because when I hear about these things, Mitchell, what staggers me, and I guess the older you get, the more you realize how evil the world is. We think, well, this happened, the Nazis did this, but we've all moved on. We haven't moved a millimeter. In fact, this may be worse than the Nazis, because the Chinese are much bigger, much more powerful, and have technology to do the things that the most evil Nazis could only dream about. So my question to you is, we in the West, first of all, we have to educate ourselves, and that's part of what we're doing here. But what amazes me the most is people who make money with the Chinese government, the National Basketball Association, Nike shoes. Do they have any idea? In other words, does the head of Nike and the shareholders at Nike, are they aware of what is going on? What do you suppose they would say? Will they say it doesn't matter? Are they saying that we're not involved with that? What do you think Nike would say?
It was wonderful that you shared about this, because there was a database that was leaked by The Australian, the largest newspaper in Australia, that over 2 million Chinese CCP spies, agents, and loyalists have infiltrated into the U.S., the UK and Australian governments, not to mention the United Nations, where the CCP owns at least four specialized units, as well as the World Health Organization, which we call the Communist Health Organization. Nike, Major League Baseball, as you just saw, signed a deal with the largest telecom group to keep its market share in China. That was done by the Chinese Communist Party. Joe Biden is a CCP puppet for the Chinese Communist Party. He just allows them to just get away with it as if it's a normal ethnic genocide against the Uyghurs is a normal cultural norm. But this is there's so much money involved, because when Bill Clinton in 1995 signed the NAFTA agreements and sold the entire manufacturing base to communist China, that was the end of it. Trump tried to bring it back. That's why they wanted him out, and that's why they rigged the elections. The Chinese Communist Party was involved in stealing the elections, and I see Mike Lindell behind you. He came out with all the massive evidence to share about this and confirm that it was the Communist Party. So, yes, they are in bed, left, right, and center, Eric, with multinational corporations, banks, governing bodies, big pharma, big tech, and our own government under sleepy Joe Biden. Well, gotta love Hunter.
What amazes me really is that we all have political views, but I would like to think that good people everywhere understand that sometimes your own party is doing things and you have to speak out against it. When I hear, if somebody says, well, I hate Trump, I want to say to these people, look, you can hate Trump, but are you speaking up now? Are we doing everything we can? The power that America has is staggering power, financial, economic power, military power. And there are people suffering the tortures of the damned in China. Are we doing anything about it? I know that God will hold us accountable for what we do and what we don't do. There's no question about it. So when we have the kind of power that we do, I know you're doing what you're doing, but what can those of us in America do? Would you suggest that we don't buy from Nike, that we don't buy? In other words, I think that we have economic power. Everybody listening has economic power. What can we do?
The best thing I believe is discernment. I think that there's a great, for example, a great documentary on YouTube. It's been released by Swoop Films. It's an 18 award winning documentary called Hard to Believe. I would suggest people read that, watch that. I would suggest people subscribe to the Epoch Times in New York City to talk, to get a very eye opening view on what is going on in China. Read the books, The Slaughter from Ethan Gutman, as you mentioned, and Bloody Harvest from David Kilgore and David Mattis, as well as go to the websites. But we cannot in this time bomb the railway trade stations like in World War II. We cannot go to war with China. Otherwise, there would be nothing left. It would be a nuclear holocaust. But yes, we can call our politicians who are as corrupt as anything. I mean, Mitch McConnell to Eric Swalwell, from the Democrats to the Republicans, to the governing bodies, to the World Health Organization.
Why do you say Mitch McConnell? I'm curious. Why do you say that?
Because old Mitchie boy has his wife, who is the Elaine Chung, who is the secretary, the former secretary of transportation. Her father owns the biggest shipping company in in China, and he is very good friends with the Chinese Communist Party and Jiang Zemin, who was the actual man who started the persecution of Falun Gong to kill them for the organs.
Okay, we're going to pick up right there. I'm talking to Mitchell Gerber, G-E-R-B-E-R. Folks, it's the Erkman Taxes Show. Don't go away. Mitchell Nicholas Gerber. We're talking about something horrifying. We're talking about what the Chinese communist government does to its own people, murders them for their organs like animals. The Nazis would have been thrilled to do this. They didn't have the technology. Well, now the technology does exist and China is taking advantage of it. Mitchell, you mentioned some politicians and you said they're corrupt. Now, that's kind of a general statement. Many people would agree, but let's be specific. You're saying that we have people in power. You mentioned Mitch McConnell. Would you say that Mitch McConnell is looking the other way? Because, you know, it's one thing to have relatives in China but are you suggesting that McConnell has had moments where he could do something and he didn't do it or to explain why you say that?
Because what has happened is if your wife's father is doing business like he is doing in China and he owns the largest shipping business, you have to be very in bed with the Chinese Communist Party. And the former president of China in the 1990s, namely Jiang Zemin, before Hu Jintao and President Dictator Xi now, he was the evil head of the Chinese Communist Party and launched the war, declared war on Falun Gong, basically to destroy them within 3 months and dehumanize them in such a way and kill them for their organs. Now, if you're in bed with the Chinese Communist Party and Jiang Zemin, you're very much complicit to the crimes. Same as the Secretary General Tedros of the World Health Organization and the United Nations. So Mitch McConnell has known full well about this, but has played it very well. It's a game of chess and a game of politics. They're the masters of deception, but he is very much understanding the Justice Department, the State Department. I mean, they've known for years under Obama, Clinton, Bush, but they've done nothing. Only when Secretary of State Mark Pompeo came out and started just candidly talking about the CCP, I was like, wow, he's got some balls, he's got some cojones. But yeah, Mitch McConnell, Eric Swalwell, Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, all ties to the CCP. And when you dig a little deeper.
So when you say these things, again, we need to demand of our leaders that they have moral authority, that they speak up against these evils. When you mentioned Pompeo, I know Mike Pompeo is a very profoundly serious Christian. He takes these things seriously. We need that kind of leader who will speak candidly. What do you think about the Olympics in Beijing? Do you think that we should boycott the Olympics? What is your view on the Olympics?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. You cannot have, even with the United Nations, there's no other regime on the face of the earth that owns four specialized units and almost won the bid of intellectual property rights that the Chinese Communist Party has over. And I can tell you that we cannot have Olympics or any regime that is harvesting and killing its own citizens and unleashing a horrible bioweapon, which is now confirmed by many high-ranking officials, Ratcliffe, the former CDC director, even Mike Pompeo has confirmed that this is made in a Wuhan virus lab, and we cannot have this kind of monstrosity that's killed 100 million people and has unleashed this horrible CCP virus on the world, infiltrated the U.S., has stolen the election, has installed a CCP puppet inside the gates of the Washington, D.C. White House. And now, now the barbarians are not at the gate. They're inside your garden.
Now, when you say this, I know people will take issue with this. I want to clarify.
Yes.
You say that Joe Biden is a CCP puppet.
Yes.
Why do you put it that strongly?
Because for years he has been colluding with the CCP, huge amounts of corruption. Hunter Biden has been caught colluding with the Chinese Communist Party. Even his own business partner walked away and showed all the evidence that they've been colluding with the CCP. And the CCP
I've heard about this. Excuse me. Hunter Biden's business partner walked away because he was grieved by what was happening in China. Tell us about that. Did I get that right? Is that was Hunter's business partner who didn't want to continue?
Absolutely. The corruption and the complicit gangsterism, I mean, you can call it that, between Joe Biden and the CCP colluding with each other is shocking. And the evidence confirms this. And that's why Mike Lindell, thank God, God bless him, what an American patriot and Christian conservative he is, came out and talked about how even the CCP has invested, the parent company of Dominion Systems that ran pretty much the election, okay, the election fraud. 3 days before the election, the biggest election in United States history, $400 million was invested in Dominion System by the CCP's parents' company to rig this election and steal the election. And this is all the evidence that came out with Lindell. But going back to Mitch McConnell, and I can share with you that the finances of Secretary Elaine Chao and her husband, Senator Mitch McConnell, are closely tied to the Foremost Group. In 2008,
Foremost Group, you said?
Foremost Group, yes.
Yeah.
In 2008, James Child gave about $5 million to $25 million gift to Senator McConnell, more than tripling his net worth. Contracts with other Chinese state-owned enterprises make up a significant portion of this business. And James and Angela Chow, previously served on the board of the CSSC Holdings, a major contractor for the Chinese military. So to say that Senator McConnell is compromised is an understatement. He and his wife appear to be partners with the CCP itself. And perhaps this is why Senator McConnell stared President Trump in the back when he announced that Joe Biden is the president-elect.
I'm talking to Mitchell Gerberg. Folks, it's the Yerkman Taxes Show. Don't go away. Folks, I'm talking to Mitchell Gerber. You know, I know a lot of this, but it's extraordinary to hear it from you, from your point of view, because you're deep into this. Obviously, you've moved to Hanoi, Vietnam, to be closer to China. Right now, are there any champions of this issue in the U.S., in other words, among the United States senators? Who is the most vocal on this?
Tom Cotton. I appreciate Tom Cotton very much so. Ted Cruz, very much so too. Eric Smith, also very good. I believe that was his name. These are the men and women that are really, especially Senator Cotton. Senator Cotton has, you know, no holds barred, just like Secretary Mike Pompeo. True courageous men who actually just vehemently oppose the Chinese Communist Party. I would love to hear Rand Paul more come to the table. I know his father didn't really do much with the CCP, but still, it's few and far between because the infiltration of the CCP, like I said, there's over 2 million spies and loyalists and agents that have infiltrated into the U.S. It's extremely hard. And now with this radical leftism, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all funded by the CCP as well, by the way, if I might
add. Hang on, because that's another big thing. You're claiming that the Chinese are funding Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Where do you get that idea?
Yes. Well, it's not an idea. It's actually a confirmation. Evidential point is that the Border Patrol, Immigration, Customs and Securities, the CBD, confiscated at least 50,000 MODs from AR-15s from the CCP sent to Black Lives Matter radical Marxist activists. And we all know that $90 million was given to the Chinese from the Chinese Communist Party. There have been confirmed documents. I haven't pulled them up. But this has been confirmed. Intel has confirmed this as well, that the CCP is very much connected to Antifa and George Soros.
Is anyone reporting on this? Is the Epoch Times writing about this?
They are. The Epoch Times are writing about this, and there are others that have been writing about this as well.
This is staggering news. I mean, the idea, I'm assuming, is that China wants to destabilize the American government. They want to destabilize our society, and they're funding Antifa and BLM.
Yes, and they not only want to destabilize our society, they want to dismantle the very constitution of our founding fathers, of our law of the land. That is why they installed Joe Biden as the CCP puppet. They stole the election from Trump. Trump fully knows about this. Peter Navarro, the assistant to the president, knows about this. Steve Bannon, also a great patriot, has been talking about this nonstop on his war room. Alex Jones. Now, you can say what you want to say about Alex Jones, but he is a hero in himself. I mean, he's got 40 million people a week or a month, I don't know, listening to him now. Owen Schroyer on the war room.
This stuff, I mean, people who talk about this are dismissed as conspiracy theorists.
Correct.
And I have to say that it's sickening to me that in the United States of America, when you try your best to get things right, you're denounced in that way. When people do that, it gives me a clue that they don't like what you're saying, and they have to just use a label, a nasty label, because they have no arguments, or at least their arguments aren't much. The website on organ harvesting is called stoporganharvesting.org, stoporganharvesting.org. Which company would you say is the most guilty? In other words, we've got these multinational companies, most of them based in the U.S. Who is the most guilty of working with China? Would it be Google? Would it be Apple? Would it be Nike? Who is it?
I would say Google. Google is actually right now working with the Chinese Communist Party. And this is what's crazy. I don't know if you heard about Naomi Wolf.
We've had her on this program.
She's confirmed that this, what we've all been saying, the vaccine passports are actually disguised as the CCP social credit score that is about to be initiated into our system. And once they do that, that's the end of our freedoms as we know it. This is a secret, a staged CCP takeover backed by the globalist, a satanic cabal, George Soros, the Rockefellers, who backed Mao Zedong, who led to the 40 million Great Leap Forward deaths in communist revolution, the Cultural Revolution. So I think Google, Microsoft, Yahoo, Cisco, HSBC, Volkswagen, Boeing, Walmart, Forbes magazine, CNN, NBC, they're all being colluded. Big pharma, big tech, particularly Facebook and YouTube, my God, are all colluding with the CCP.
Now, what would they, I mean, what would their point of view be? In other words, if you spoke to somebody at one of these places, what would they say? In other words, I imagine they wouldn't say like, oh, I took a bribe. They would say, I'm doing this for a reason. What would their reasoning be?
Because we don't like any hateful and offensive speech. So therefore, we're going to ban Dr. Seuss and Mr. Potato Head and any conservative Christian that dares to speak up against what is going on. And that's why they have banned many from YouTube. They are so narcissistic and so twisted in their minds. They actually think they're doing something good in the name of compassion. But what they're actually doing is destroying the very existence of free speech and dismantling the Constitution. They have aligned with the CCP, Eric, because of money, power, and control. And that is all. And that's,
are they unaware of the organ harvesting? Are they unaware of these human rights abuses? Because I know that there are many good liberals, not leftists, not Marxists, who would be horrified by this kind of thing. But are you suggesting that the folks at Apple and Google are aware of this and they don't care?
They don't care. They are fully aware of it. Like the State Department, the Justice Department, the Obamas, the Clintons, they all are aware of it. For 20 years, Eric, this is going on. I've been on the front line since 2001. Granted, we didn't know about the organ harvesting until the investigators came out in 2006. But that's at least 10 years, I mean, 15 years of knowing what is going on. And none of them, very few, have actually supported exposing this, because when this started, the CC and the world wanted to know about Falun Gong because it became the largest spiritual movement in China. Everything in China is tied to Falun Gong. The world wanted to know what this life force was, and before they could get our truth, they were placed in a room by the CCP agents and say, you know what, if you want to expose this or you want to go against it, you can go in your little boardrooms, but remember, if you do, we're going to take away your contracts. And therefore they said nothing.
I just want to say that it's time for people to stand up, folks. You have to choose. You know, if you can make a lot of money and go to hell forever because you looked the other way when people were being tortured and you could have said something, Mitchell, we're out of time. I'm just grateful for you, for what you're doing. We'll have you back to continue the conversation. I hope it's given everybody something to think about. God bless you. Hey, everybody.
Whoa.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show with my sidekick slash producer, Albin Sadar.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought you were the sidekick.
No, I could be. I could play the role of sidekick. Listen,
switching
I'm very
around.
Versatile. People don't believe me. I was talking to Kevin Sorbo. He's doing these movies. I said, Kevin, give me a part. I don't care what it is. I will show you. You want to know what acting is? I will show you. Hey, Sorbo. Hey, Sorbo, I'm talking to you.
You could be Kevin's body double.
I could do it. I'm so ripped, it's not even funny.
Don't joke about those things.
Here's what we need to talk about real quick.
Okay, let's do it.
A couple things.
Okay.
There are still people not signed up for our newsletter.
What?
Yep.
Oh.
And I was talking to some friends yesterday, and they said, where do we find these videos? And I got really, you know, smoke started coming out of my ears, and I said, hey, you get my email, don't you? If you open up the email, every email, we send it out like about twice a week, sometimes more, has all the previous videos. So you're saying, when did Eric have Lou Dobbs on? Where do I find that? When did Eric have Mike Lindell on? When did Eric have Milo Yiannopoulos on? You have to subscribe to ericmetaxas.com. That's the first announcement. The second announcement, we keep talking about people going to mypillow.com and mystore.com. My books are mostly available at mystore.com. Use the code Eric. Well, guess what?
What?
We have a new sponsor called Nutramedics.
Oh, yeah.
N-U-T-R-A. Nutramedics, M-E-D-I-X. Nutramedics.com. Nutramedics.com. You also have to use the code Eric with them. But if you use melatonin, resveratrol, stevia, which is a sweetener, vitamin C, zinc, vitamin D, like this is all the stuff, magnesium, that I take anyway, right?
The whole alphabet, there
it is. Curcumin, they've got it all, folks. And I just want to say, if you use any of that stuff, my attitude, the reason I'm so excited about Nutramedics and I'm excited to work with them, they give 50% of all of their profits to missions. Did you hear that? 50% to missions and to similar charities. And I'm going to find out what charities. And they have a goal to give away 100 million by the end of this decade. And to put a man on the moon by the end of the 1960s. That's their goal. They've already accomplished the first one.
Yay.
And the second one.
Yes.
If you missed that, you can look it up on microfiche at the library. But they did put a man on the moon in the 60s.
Good.
Nutramedics is going to give away 100 million by the end of this decade. It said 2030, and I thought 2030, that's like 2050, right?
No.
And then I realized, oh, it's a few years away.
Yeah.
So, but you have to use the code Eric. But honestly,
most of their stuff. Just look them up online. You can read their story. We're going to have the founder on this program. But it's hard not for me to be excited because I think I buy all this stuff anyway from somebody. I might as well buy it from Nutramedics.com. And 50% of their profits goes to things that I believe in.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So there you go.
You can't lose. You cannot lose.
Is there anything else that we need to talk about?
Well, what I'd like to say, the weekend is here or coming up. And it's, you know, that's exciting. And did you mention that people have to... You did. Well, sign up for your newsletter.
Did I ever mention that? I don't think I've ever mentioned that. Go to ericmetaxas.com.
Use the code ERIC. It's double free.
See, now when you confuse people like that, that's bad.
That is.
ericmetaxas.com. Actually, we'll mention one thing before we go. If you go to our radio website, which is metaxastalk.com, yes, there is a banner to support voter integrity in Georgia. Everybody, all of the woke corporations, Coca-Cola, which I'll never drink again,
right,
Delta Airlines, all of these folks are lining up saying that voter integrity is racist. Actually, they are racist. That's, I don't have, right, time to break it down.
Yeah.
But if you don't mind, please go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner, and sign the petition for voter integrity in Georgia. Voter integrity is for all Americans, folks. Make no mistake. That's the point of it. All right. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, we're here for you.